Come and sit up nice and tall. Close the eyes if it's comfortable. Lengthen the spine. Find an easy, comfortable seat. Try to get a little arch in the lower back. If you sit on something, the higher up you sit, the easier it is to get the lower back where you want it. Let the eyes open softly. Come onto your hands and knees. Put a blanket under your knees if that seems like the right thing to do. Get the wrists under the shoulders and the knees underneath the hips. Make sure the ankles are in line with the knees, so the shins are parallel. The fingers spread open, but don't let the pinky spread wider than the outer edge of the palm, so move just the pinky fingers in. Ground down through the whole hand. Roll the fingernails towards the ceiling. So the four fingers other than the thumb, the nails tend to roll to the outside. Roll the fingers down a little, in a little, so the fingernails point straight up, and roll the thumbs in to try to get the thumbnail to point straight up. And that is a really nice thing for your hands. That should pop up the center of the heel of the palm. It should actually pop up the center of the hand. And that's a really nice active way to work. Try to keep that and start doing cat and cow. Spread the toes open as you point or tuck the feet by whatever you prefer, keeping the shins parallel. And move through cat and cow. Try to find one breath per movement. Exhale and cat go really well together. Then you're gonna keep this image of cat and cow going, but you're gonna move the hips back towards the heels and then the shoulders forward, even dropping the hips a little bit. So you're just gonna move forward and back through your cat and cow as you keep doing cat and cow. And you know, that's a coordination thing that sometimes doesn't make a lot of sense, but enjoy it and don't worry about doing it right or wrong. See how far it's comfortable to take the hips backwards. See how far it's comfortable to take the hips forward. Again, maybe matching the inhale to the exhale in terms of one breath, one movement. Come back to neutral, come back to center. Let's come on up to stands. All right, come to stand at the front of the mat, feet parallel, towards together. You know, they don't have to be exactly touching. But the idea is, with your feet parallel, is it easy to take your thighs backwards, right? Is it easy to let your legs move backwards under your hips? And the truth is, when the feet go further apart, it actually gets a little easier. And in yoga, the most advanced way to do yoga is big toes touching, heels touching for this pose. And there's nothing wrong with doing that as long as it's easy to get the thighs to move back so the legs sit comfortably under the hips. Taking the thighs back, see if you feel, some of you guys, it doesn't happen, but see if you feel that taking the thighs back brings too much of an arch into the lower back. And I don't mind that. If taking the legs back makes the lower back arch more than you like, fix that arch from above the pelvis, and that means doing a little bit of a crunch. Drop the front ribs. You're gonna get your legs under your hips. When I put you in what I think is straight up and down, you're gonna probably feel like you're falling forward. Breathe into the middle of the back. Try to feel, in a sense, that really what I want is this space in the middle of the back to be as broad and open as possible. Feel that now, inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Don't lock your knees, hang over, but feel, some of you guys, I poked you in the middle of the back to try to get the back to open. Feel how long and wide and spacious you are in the middle of your back. And you really kind of want to get close to that standing or have the ability to find that easily when you're standing. Take opposite elbows. Try to keep the legs pretty solid and steady and maybe swing a little bit, maybe bounce a little bit, but breathe. Inner feet down. Inner knees a little forward so the kneecaps align with the center of the ankle. Then the inner thighs go back a little. Bend the knees, place your hands on the floor alongside the feet, step the right foot back to a long lunge. Step the left foot again down, step the left foot back, downward dog. Again, everyone's spine is really long here. In the middle back is broad. The problem for some is that it's the opposite of what happens in standing, but it's hard now to find an arch in the lower back. Bend your knees a bunch. Bend the knees about 3 or 4 inches and then stick your butt out and try to put an arch in your lower back if you can, right? It's doing cow. And then try to stretch your legs, keeping that arch if you can. Keep the kneecaps aligned over the ankles. Feel if you lose that. Bend the knees again. Knees over the ankles, stick the butt out a little bit. Try to find that cow sway, that arch in the lower back. And now feel that if you can and straighten your legs and keep that, which is just easy for some, impossible for others. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left foot to meet it. Hang over the legs. Don't lock your knees. Breathe easy. Let the head go. Feel if your tendency is to hold the head. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Soften the knees if you need to. Step the left foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Try to find that arch in the lower back if it's not a natural thing for you. Take a look at your hands. Move the pinky fingers in a little bit so the pinky fingers are in line with the outer edge of the palm. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Step the right to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Release the arms by your sides. Go to that strange place that I put you. Legs back. And then it's just not for everybody, but sometimes when the legs go back, it gets this crazy arch in the middle of the lower back. Try to really breathe into that space without taking the legs forward again. Let the arms hang really heavy. Let the arms really just release out. So the arms are gonna roll forward a fraction to release. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the left foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Plank pose, shoulders forward over the wrists. If your shoulders are past your wrists, walk your feet back a little bit. Get wider, longer in your plank. And then maybe even walk your toes back a little bit more. Downward facing dog. Plank pose, long plank. Don't sink your hips. Hips up a little bit. You're trying to stick your butt out a little bit and get a tiny arch in your lower back. Downward facing dog. Like that tiny little arch in your lower back and plank supports the stability of the pose. Plank, shoulders forward, last one. Don't let the hips sink. So if anything, lift the hips up a little bit. Inner thighs up to the ceiling a little. Tiny arch in the lower back, and then the power in your stomach is reflected in where your head is. Try to bring the sides of the neck up so the ears are aligned with your shoulders. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between your hands and bring the arms up alongside the ears. High lunge. Separate the legs as best you can. Really bend that front knee so it's on top of the front ankle. Stretch the back leg straight. Pull the back leg away. Now pull the belly in and do a little bit of a crunch. Take the front ribs down to open the middle of the back. Stretch the arms 1 inch straighter, higher. Place the hands alongside the front foot. Step to plank. Right away in plank, just check, because some of you guys are dead on the money, but don't let the hips sink at all. And then fire up the belly and try to bring the head up in line with the spine. Inner hands, inner foot, look at your pinky, move the pinky in line with the outer edge of the palm. Down dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Arms up alongside the ears. Squaring your hips. You're trying to feel that when you're here, different for everybody, but you're trying not to shift to the left a little bit. You don't want to let the hips shift left. Bend that left knee. Stretch the back leg straighter. Activate the front body. So the front body shortens, the back body opens. Arms straighter, stronger, reach up. Place the hands alongside the front foot and step to plank. Inner hands, inner foot, pinky alongside the outer edge of the palm. Activate between the pelvis and the rib cage. Pull the navel to the spine. Take the rib cage to the pelvis just a fraction. Ears up, sides of the neck long. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left foot to meet it. Hang over the legs. So just hang over the legs, and depending upon, it gets a little weird, but depending upon how much you arch backwards in the standing position when I get your legs under your hips, the tighter you are in this forward bend, and those back muscles, those spinal muscles, don't want to stretch and don't want to release because their natural length is just not very long, which also makes the next thing we do a little difficult. Take the opposite elbows, hold on to opposite elbows, roll to the inner foot a little bit, so get really even in the feet. Bring your arm bones over the ears. So bring the arms up higher than the head to start. And then without locking the knees, you're going to be very nice to yourself. Without locking the knees, start coming to a flat back, extending the arms and the shoulder. No, I'm sorry. Hold on to the elbows, but take the arms higher than the ears if possible. And stretch the legs as straight as you can without locking them a fraction straighter. But that's killer. Now bring the arms higher. Open. Yeah. Nice. Bow forward. Release the hands. So that should activate, make those muscles work. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the left foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Bring the arms up alongside the ears. Gonna get even on the ball of that back foot, so swivel. And you guys look really good. We're gonna twist. Bring the left elbow across the right knee. Left elbow is gonna cross the right knee, and then you're gonna use the connection of the elbow and knee to really press against one another. Lengthen your spine, stretch the left leg straighter, twist open. Nice. Try to keep moving your spine in between the two legs. Slowly pull the trunk back up, bring the arms up, turn the pinky fingers in a little bit and reach up through the inner arm. Long and strong, long and up, and then drop the front ribs a fraction. Place the hands alongside the front foot. Plank pose. Breathe easy in plank, hips up. And I don't mean hips too high, but just definitely not below the level of the shoulder and ankle. Ears up. Down dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Arms up alongside the ears. Twist. Right elbow, left knee. Try to keep that front knee, that's great. Right on top of the ankle and press the knee into the arm and the arm into the knee. Don't let the trunk fall over the front leg. It wants to stay in between the two legs, stacking the shoulders. Lengthen the spine. Lengthen the spine forward towards the front of the room to twist it open. Arms back up. Tiny bit of turn with the pinky fingers closer and reach way up and pull way down through the core. Ribs down a little bit. Plank pose. Easy breath, wherever you're at. And you can go back to down dog if you want. We're gonna hold here for a few breaths. Try to make the breath easy, soft, smooth. As you're here, it's gonna get harder. See if you can feel where it gets harder and what needs work to be able to be maintained. Down dog. Child's. I write a blog about all this stuff, and I was writing on my blog about doing long planks, and someone wrote to me, I'm up to 3 minutes and 40 seconds in plank before my neck starts to hurt, which I thought was rather impressive, and I don't think I can do a 3 minute and 40 second plank. But I love the idea. When we do cat and cow, you want the spine to move completely, freely, openly, whatever you want of it. And then when you do plank, you want it to solidify with the exact same control. Right, that if you want to make your spine rock solid. To me, rock solid is shows in the head, right? The ability of the head to stay aloft. So supple and solid is in a way for me the goal. It's such a cool process of the yoga practice. Back to down dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands, forward. Turn the back foot down to the floor. And now look at your feet and line up your heels. Bring that foot out wider to me. Yeah, if you're tight or you want to make life easy, bring this foot out to me a little bit. Put a lane between the feet rather than having them intersect, and bring the arms up alongside the ears, warrior one. That is awesome. Way longer. Way further. Go, 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 go. I'll tell you if you're too far. Now go. No, stop there. So that's a little bit too far, but who cares? Go further. Mm-hmm. Now turn the left hip forward. Inner thigh back, left hip forward. Awesome. Pull the belly in. Bend the front knee, turn the left hip forward as much as you can. Bend the front knee a little bit more. Plank pose. Place the knees on the floor. Stick the butt out a little bit. Bring the chest and chin down in between the hands. Tiny arch in the lower back. Slip forward onto the belly. Point your toes. Try to get all 10 toes to open to the floor. Press your hands into the floor. Draw your shoulders up and back and engage your abs to lift and lengthen your lower spine. Tuck the toes, lift the hips, downward facing dog. Second side, step the left foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down, arms up, warrior one. Deep bend in the front knee. It's possible to get too far apart. Turn the back hip forward. Try to bend the knee more. Plank pose. Maybe you're going to go to knees, chest, chin at the exact same time, or so you could try to place it down at the same moment, or knees to the floor, chest and chin in between the hands, slip forward, small cobra, and think about your small cobra should be lengthening your lower back. Tuck the toes, lift the hips, downward dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Same thing, turn the back foot down, not the same thing, but turn the back foot down in the same way, bring the arms up alongside the ears, warrior one. So now this twist is way harder. With the back heel up, it's not much of a twist. Keeping the back foot down, twisting, bringing the left elbow across the right knee. Try not to let the spine move over the front leg. You want to keep your spine between the two legs. Lengthen forward. Bring the arms back up, warrior one. Plank pose. This time, either hold and plank, go to down dog, or lower halfway down and hold, chaturanga. Back to plank, downward facing dog. Second side, step the left foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down, bring the arms up, warrior one. Twisting, right elbow crosses the left knee. Feel where the spine is in relation to the two legs. Lengthen to open. Square your hips. Try to pull that left hip to the right. Trying to line up the outer left hip with the outer left knee. Arms back up. Warrior one. Plank pose. So if you're going to lower halfway down, just try to figure out half so the shoulders aren't going to come lower than the elbows. Lower halfway down if you like that. Wow, too low again. Back to plank. Downward facing dog. Child's pose. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left foot to meet it. Take opposite elbows. Lengthen to a flat back. So take the arms first. That's going to activate the shoulders. Extend your spine as best you can here. Don't lock the knees. And then if you want, you're going to come up to stand this way. Don't tuck the pelvis at the top. Don't take the ribs too high. Drop the ribs away from the arms. And release the arms by your side. Cross the right ankle over the left knee. And that's it at the moment. Left foot parallel, but now make sure the pelvis is pointing forward so that when you cross it, you're not pulling that right hip back. Did I say right ankle? Yeah. Stick your butt out a little bit to get that left leg under the hip socket, and if that arches the back a lot, pull the belly in. Lengthen the lower back without taking the thigh forward or the pelvis under, and release. Second side, right, left ankle crosses the right knee. And you want to see if the tendency is that the left hip pulls backwards, don't let it. Both hips forward, both shoulders forward. Right thigh back, front rib soft. Feel like you can breathe into and open the middle of your back. Release. Right ankle over the left knee. And this time to go further, you're going to come down halfway. You're going to bring your forearms onto the shin. In an ideal world, your shin is now both parallel to the floor and the front of your mat. because then you know you're pretty square in the hips and the spine. Press into the inner left foot to come back up to stand. Cross the left ankle over the right knee. And halfway down. So again, this is about that rotation in the hip socket. So if that hip socket is fairly forgiving, your shin can be parallel to the floor and to the front of the mat. Press into the inner right foot and come on up. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot to the back of your left hand. Right foot to the back of the left hand. So you're going to cross your feet by about an inch or two. Use blocks for your hands if you want. Stretch the right leg straight. Blocks for your hands are fine. You don't need them, but for me, the key to the pose is how to not fall out of the inner foot, but roll to the inner foot. If you bend your knee, you're going to be able to get that front foot flat to the floor. Bend the knee a little bit. Nice. Now try to stretch the leg straight. Yeah. Well, let's say you get that leg as straight as you want. Now turn the left hip towards the right foot as you even straighten the right leg more and push into the inner right foot to increase everything. Downward dog. Second side, step the left foot to the back of the right wrist or hand. So again, you're crossing the feet by about 2 inches. Now, with that left knee bent, you should be able to get the whole of the foot to the floor. And then press the mound of the big toe down as you straighten that left leg. You can step the right foot in a little bit if you want. You could do it, you could play with this, right? If you bend the knee a little bit, you'll get it to the inside of the foot. And then I'm into the feeling of what happens when I straighten my leg that takes me out of it. Lots of ways to explore that. When you get the left leg to the place that seems best, turn that left hip, your right hip forward. Downward dog. Everyone is on a different journey to building this sense of solidity in the spine, which I am really interested in. So you're going to do the next thing however you'd like. Don't go, take child's pose for a breath. We're going to come to plank. And then you're going to make your way to the floor any way you want, right? Which means you can make it easy by putting the knees down and then trying to lower the rest of the body slowly to the floor in a solid piece. Or you can just try to hold a solid plank and lower straight to the floor, which is a lot of work. It's harder to come to plank and lower to the floor, stopping 3 times on the way down with that same sense of control. Right, you stop a little bit, you stop halfway, you stop 3/4. So, yogi's choice, downward facing dog. And if this is not easy for you and you put your knees on the floor, you will do a lot of work. Come forward to plank. And then either put the knees on the floor or any way you're gonna come to the floor, try to lower down solid, stop 3 times and hold each time. And feel the sides of the waist and the sides of the neck. Because all of your information is in that spot in the middle of the back and right below the head. And release, roll over onto your back. Let's do some core. Bend the knees, place the feet flat to the floor. So I'm just gonna show you these muscles and you'll see how it goes and what works and what doesn't seem to wanna work. Before we do anything, look straight up. Try to feel the orientation of your head. So you're gonna see are your eye sockets, not your eyeballs necessarily, but are your sockets pointing straight up at the ceiling, which means are you naturally looking up or is your tendency actually oriented a little behind you? It's not often oriented forward, but it usually is oriented a little back, and most people need to lengthen the back of the neck a little bit to get the eye sockets and eyes to point straight up. See if that makes sense as an image and then try to apply that. That should help with the second thing, which is to get the base of the rib cage to soften down to the floor. So try to feel the base of your rib cage and see if it's naturally on or off the floor. And the rib cage is the middle back, and the middle back is anything that has a rib. Then feel what's going on in your lower back if there is a tiny arch in your lower back. So these 3 things are nice to try to figure out, right? Eye sockets pointing straight up. Base of the rib cage on the floor with a tiny arch in the lower back. not doesn't mean you can even find all those things, because a lot of people just are not going to get the base of the rib cage to the floor. Everyone in here seems like they can get the eyes where you want them, maybe a little bit not. So now let's just see what happens when we put weight into the game. Take the right foot 3 inches up off the floor, tiny little bit, just 3 inches, and then bring your left foot 3 inches to meet it, and see if anything changed in your trunk. See if the neck shortened at all, or if the base of the rib cage lifted at all, or if the tiny arch you try to set in your lower back changed at all. Place the feet down. It's not that this is simple, but I kind of think this is pretty basic. So now reset all of that. If you need to lengthen the back of the neck, lengthen the back of the neck a tiny bit. Get the base of the rib cage to the floor. Take a tiny little arch in the lower back. Left foot up 3 inches. Right foot 3 inches to meet it. See what happens. You guys look pretty good. There wasn't any, you know, monumental quakes. And release. So now we're just going to add. We're going to add time into it. And I just add a little bit of lift. And I want you to see what changes over maybe 30 seconds in your muscles. Take the right foot up 3 inches. This is all abs, no hip flexors, no legs. Take the left foot up 3 inches, just a tiny bit of legs. Now bring your shins up parallel to the floor and keep your legs together. They don't have to squeeze together. And then lastly, take your knees 1 inch past your pelvis. And now see if you can get the base of the rib cage to stay on the floor. If you can get the back of the neck to stay long, and you can keep that tiny arch in the lower back. And if you can't do that and you need to stop this, you stop. But if you can, without struggle, move your knees another inch towards the back wall and see what happens to your abs. Your legs are getting heavier. Your muscles need to work more for the last two or three breaths. See if you can go a little further, not too much further, and maybe go less to take a break. Release. Bring your arms out to the side like a cactus. So the elbows at the height of the shoulders and the palms face up. Try to get all 10 fingernails to touch the floor. Bring the knees into the chest. Squeeze the legs together. Try to get all the fingers open. Take your knees to the right elbow. Knees to the right elbow. Squeeze the legs together. That's the main, well, they're all important, right? But now squeeze the legs together to come back to center. Don't let the legs separate. Easier on the way over to the left. Legs together to the left. So now that I told you, now really think about it. Doesn't mean it's still not going to happen. Might not happen. Squeeze the legs together. Back up. Lower the feet. So this might be my favorite pose. Grab a blanket if you have one and put it between your inner thighs. Blanket between the inner thighs, folded in half, not too thick. Yep, just like that. And we're going to do the same thing, and the blanket will help a lot. Bring the knees into the chest, take the arms out. Squeeze your legs together and take your knees to the right. So it really is the return that's hard. Now squeeze the legs together to bring them back up to the top. To the left, legs together. And then just squeeze together, back up. One more like this. To the right. Squeeze together to come back up. Over to the left. Inner thighs and outer thighs. Inner thighs tend to be really weak compared to outer thighs for a lot of different reasons. Back up. And release. Keep the blanket there. Bring your hands by your sides for a breath or two. I basically grew up and I walked like a duck. And as I walked like a duck, I had no strength in my inner thighs. I came to yoga and was really advanced too quickly because I was so open in my joints. But then the walking like a duck caught up to me and I really had no inner thighs, blew out my knees, had a lot of knee problems, built my inner thighs, and pretty much no more knee problems, right? So this exercise was crucial for me. You're going to do the same thing again, but if you're feeling stronger, you're going to try to do the full pose, which is just a lot different, right? So if you want to move on, full pose is arms out to the side, palms face up, not no longer a cactus, arms straight out. And you're gonna bring your legs straight up in the air, no longer bend in the knees. So, and if you want, just take the knees back into the chest and do that way again. Because with your legs straight, you wanna be able to take your toes up towards the fingertips. So over to the right, but on an angle up, toes towards the hand. Toes towards the right hand, and be willing not to go very far. Turn the palms face up, it's harder. And then back up to center, squeeze the legs. The further you go, the harder it is to come back up. Over to the left, trying to pull the toes up towards the fingers, resisting the right shoulder, but it's relative. And then back up to center, we're doing a set of three. So toes towards the nose. Over to the right, squeeze the legs. You don't have to straighten the legs. Bending the knees is great. This is hard any way you look at it. Back to center, over to the left. This is called Jathara Parvartanasana. Squeeze the legs together, back to center. Over to the right, squeeze the legs together. One, that's it, back up, one more to the left. Squeeze, 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 open the chest to the left. Toes up towards the fingers. Back up and release. Everything is working there, right? Your rotator cuff to open the shoulders, your inner thighs to keep the legs together, especially with the blanket, and your abs, especially your oblique muscles. That is, it's a beast of a pose, but it is the best pose in so many ways. Take the blankets away. I had a teacher once told me, if you could do 100 of those, 5 sets of 20, you can do anything in yoga. I was like, I am not that ambitious. That is a lot of work. It took me months to do a set of 20, and I doubt I could do 10 easily now. Like, that is a hard pose, but the effort you put into it could really, really pay off. Cross the right ankle over the left knee. Take the left knee into the chest. Interlace the fingers how you like. You can bring them between the right arm, between the legs, and you can interlace in front of the shin. You can interlace behind the behind the thigh, in front of the thigh. You can use a belt. And now see if you have an arch in your lower back. And if you don't, the tendency here is you round up to it. Try to arch your lower back here. And I think the shape is completely different to two different ways, right? If you can bring an arch into your back, you're really working into your hip now in the butt now, and then feel free to flatten the lower back to the floor and feel the difference. Difference is really more interesting to me than listening to me. And release. It's just a classic stretch of your glute, gluteus maximus. Left ankle over the right knee. Right knee into the chest. Do the same interlace. You're trying to stay even on both sides of the pelvis and trunk. Feel if there's a natural arch in the lower back or if you flatten it and try to bring that arch into the lower back. Again, feel free to do both. Try to open the left hip in my direction as best you can. You're trying to really get that hip socket to move away from your shoulder. So it's right knee into your chest, left knee away from you as best you can. And release. Moving on only as you see fit. Right ankle crosses left knee again. Then bring the left knee into the chest. So only move on as you want. This time the hand variation is right foot into the crook of the left elbow. You're going to see if you can bring the right foot into the crook of the left elbow, not ankle, but elbow, right foot and elbow, and then bring your left arm around the right knee and see if you can interlace your fingers. So right foot, crook of left elbow, and then right arm comes around the right knee and you interlace the fingers. If that goes well, you're not going to be holding on to the left knee, because then you're going to put the left foot on the floor and think, bring the left knee to the midline and start stretching the left leg out along the floor and bring the left knee in a little bit and then start stretching the left leg out straight if you want. And you're moving the left leg and the away from the hip. Roll that left leg in, toes and knee point straight up, and release. Second side, left ankle crosses right knee. See if you can get the left ankle into the crook of the right elbow. Left hand around the left knee and interlace the fingers. If you do that and you're feeling good, imagine an arch in the lower back. Flex the left foot a lot and try to get the inner arch into the bicep so you're not sickling the foot. And then if you want to stretch that right leg, but you're going to keep rolling that leg in as much as you can, which creates more and more opposition. And basically, you're looking to create as much opposition in all of these things. Bring the weird thing, if you want to change your body, you have to stress your body out, right? You can't build muscle without putting it through some paces, and you just can't open joints without opening them, without making something happen in there. And release. Roll over onto your belly, press back, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left foot to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Release the arms by your sides. Thighs back. Cross the right ankle over the left, right foot over the left, and see where your feet can get. You're going to try to line your pinky toes up. The only problem with that is if you have a tendency to hyperextend that, any your knees, it's going to be really easy to hyperextend that left knee. And this on this side, really have to make sure that left knee doesn't lock and see if you can bow forward over the legs. So you might have to push that left knee into the back of the right. Try to get the inner foot of both feet down into the floor. Come on up. Switch feet. Bow forward. This is an IT band stretch or an outer hip stretch. You get so much information, you know, I talk about endlessly about muscles in and of themselves, but nothing works in isolation, you know, so it's all about chains, and you're connected from the feet to the head in one way or another, and you could feel a lot of what's going on in your hips by how well your feet release to the floor, in what direction they release to the floor, how much your toes line up. You know, it's a lot of stuff to be got just by looking at feet. Come on up. Let's go to the wall. Bring your mats to the wall. Bring your mat perpendicular to the wall. Let's do L-shaped forearm stand. Come onto your hands and knees, feet up against the baseboard, elbows on the floor, elbows in as close together as possible, and don't walk too close to the wall to start. Lift the knees up off the floor, step one foot up the wall to the height of your hips, step the other foot to meet it, straighten both legs. Awesome. Pull the belly in, press the inner hand down, shoulders to the wall, shoulders to the wall. Awesome. Inner hand down, and come on down. Great stuff. Okay, come on up, do it again. Child's pose. Everyone is so different. Loose people are actually kind of in danger. If you're really loose, it's really easy to get injured. The nice thing about really being really tight is, you know, you're going to pull a muscle. It's not such a big deal. So when you're tight, you can very often put a lot of force into what you're trying to open. One more. Come on up. Second leg, if you didn't do your second leg already. Jump up if you're feeling good. Right? Bend the knees. Nice and easy. Elbows in. Pull the belly in. Chest to the wall, child's pose. The thing about tight shoulders, if you have them, there's no way to open them other than by open them. Got to figure out what you're doing in your life outside of your yoga and exercise to change tight shoulders. And if you're not doing anything, it's a really good challenge to make your yoga practice very much about opening the shoulders. And these poses are, for me, what really kind of opened mine. Come on up, turn around, bring the block against the wall. If you want to put a belt around your arms, there's nothing wrong with doing that. I'm going to do that, especially if your elbows want to go wide. And it's really crazy supportive. So now set up, come onto the hands and knees facing the wall. Bring the elbows as close to each other as they can. Parallel forearms is the ideal. Don't let the pinky finger get wider than the outer edge of the thumb, outer edge of the palm. Thumbs not open too much. Palms flat. Lift the knees. Step one foot in a tiny little bit, just a tiny bit. Look towards your wrists and hop up. And you might get up, you might not. Nice and easy, just nice and light. Like try to keep that hip turned down. Come on down. Second leg, right? Don't worry about getting up sometimes, but get control, get rhythm. Come on down. Child's pose. Come back to the middle of the room. Two more things, standing, and then we'll do a little back bending. So this, stand in the middle of your mat, and you're gonna do both of these things to the place you can get to. So the first thing we're gonna do, you can watch, you're gonna cross the right ankle over the neck, left knee, and we're gonna lower to that squat. But if you want, you're gonna try to take that arm variation, right foot into the crook of the left elbow, and come up to stand through that, right? Bringing the shin up to your chest. And that's just center, right? Cross the right, or see where you get. Cross the right ankle over the left knee and bow to the squat. You can even just bring your arms underneath the shin to kind of hook them that way. But if you can, bring the right foot to the crook of the left elbow and the right arm around. Take that interlace, nice and easy. Press into the inner left foot and come up to stand. Awesome. Hopping around is fine. Nice. Slowly lower back the same way you came up. Come back up and release. Second side. Left ankle. Squat. So now it is left foot into the crook of the right elbow. Interlace the fingers if you can. Come up to stand through the inner right foot. Don't tuck under at the top, even though you're trying to stand straight up and bring the shin up to your chest. And release by squatting back down and stand. And then your last option is definitely more advanced. It's an arm balance. You're gonna cross the right ankle over the left knee. So this time, you have to be able to not only put the forearms on the shin, but bring the hands to the floor. If you can get to the hands to the floor, the right ankle really flexes around the left arm, wiggle the left foot back and see if you can balance. If you can do that, maybe you could take the leg back and up, right? So that's a lot more than the first couple. Right ankle over the left knee, flying crow. So first squat halfway and see if you can put your hands on the floor. Hands flat to the floor. Then cross the right ankle. Flex that right ankle a lot. Flex it strong. Wiggle your left toes back about 3 inches. Bend your elbow straight back and lean forward and just try to let that left foot come up. That was great. Try to let that left foot come up naturally by coming forward to chaturanga. It's all about the flex of that right ankle. Come on back up to stand. You're gonna feel a difference in the two sides, right? The ankle, I only show my strong side. On the right side, my ankle flexes really strong, but if I do it on the left, what starts as a flex ends up pointed and I pretty much slide off. Left ankle over right knee. So that flex keeps you in there. Bend the right knee. And then put the hands to the floor. So that's the first stage. And then, awesome, flex the feet. Wiggle that right foot back a few inches. And then if you want to extend that, oh, you had it. Right leg back. Really nice. Elbows in. Flex that foot. Flex that foot. And think forward, think, go forward, go forward, go forward. Awesome. And release. Come to lay flat on your back. The thing is, that's a really hard pose. I think it's harder than crow on a certain level, but I don't think it brings up the same fear stuff that crow does because the weight of the body is backwards. And it's true, you tend not to fall forwards. When you fall out of that, you fall backwards. So in a way, it's a nice way to play with your arm balances. You just need very open hips. Bend the knees, place the feet flat to the floor. Put a blanket or block between the inner thighs. Squeeze whatever you got between the inner thighs. Again, like I said earlier, you know, you can't isolate muscles, but in the search to find inner thighs that work well, you can try to make them do the work here, because that's ostensibly, the inner thigh is what's squeezing against the block. The function of the inner thigh is to move your legs closer together, right? So you are right now asking the inner thighs to do exactly what they're designed to do. If they are not so strong, other things are gonna get involved and try to accomplish the action, right? If your outer thighs are stronger than your inner thighs are gonna go, oh, the legs wanna move together, let me help. It's just not their function, but you might actually feel that they're trying to help as you're doing this. Same thing with your glutes, same thing with your thighs. Try to get the inner thighs into the game. And we're moving towards the thing that got my inner thighs going. Relax the block for a breath or two, or the blanket, and just chill for a second. Squeeze again. Put the block or blanket in. Squeeze, tiny arch in the lower back, parallel feet. That's it, a little more. Yeah. But you can take them wider if you wanted. Yeah. And with an arch in your back, come up to bridge. With an arch in your back, come to bridge. Same thing, I'm gonna move it up towards the knee more. So you wanna get really into the meat of the inner thigh, not too high up towards the groin. Just open a little, because that gives you a bit of a break. Right away, just feel if you're gripping your butt to get here. You guys look really good. Like, all of you look like you're in the right shape, which to me means your inner thighs are active and your abdominals are active and your butt is not gripping. If you want to feel what it's doing, it's moving forward towards your feet. That is a happy gluteus maximus. The hamstrings and butt are moving forward towards the heels. Now try to keep that tiny arch in the lower back, fire up the inner thighs a little more, and try to lift a little higher without losing the arch or thrusting the pelvis. And that, what that also means is don't necessarily need to get higher. It might not be so easy. And you'll have an opportunity in a moment. Last couple of breaths, squeeze. See what's easy, see what's not. Lower down. My life-changing moment was I sent my mother, who had a bad back surgery, to a yoga teacher that I love in the city. And the yoga teacher met my mother and said, oh my God, if your inner thighs are like her inner thighs, you're gonna be on the surgeon's table just like her. And that woke me up. And I did this shape that we just did until I could do it for 5 minutes on a timer with absolutely no difficulty, no feeling. It was just easy to be there. And I still do it every couple of months just to really know that I'm maintaining balance. Last one, and then we'll do a full wheel. Lift up. Tiny arch in the lower back. You know, I think you know you're in the right place if your feet are grounded through the whole foot, not falling to the outer foot. If your thighs are really connected to the block and rolling down a little bit, which keeps your glutes free to do what they should, it keeps your SI joint open, and it fires up the low abdominals to support the lower spine. Another couple of breaths. So if you wanted to go higher, feel free. The question is, how do you do that through the core and not through thrust? Lower down. So I've learned so many things from my own body on timers. I think they're so useful. And 5 minutes in that is a pretty great way to play. So now, one more. If you want to do full wheel, you're going to come up to full wheel. It's just that I think full wheel should be as absolutely as easy and slow as that half wheel. No thrust into full wheel. Ease. So block between the thighs or no, right? But I think it's really helpful. Try not to let the feet turn open. Try not to let the knees go wide. Bring the hands up. Try to keep the elbows in and the knees in. Slow motion. See how it goes. Come on up. Power to the center. Elbows in. Navel in, right? Abs, abs, abs. You guys look really good. How do you get the lower legs to drop down and in more? Roll the block down. And do you feel how much your spine just looks great? Slowly lower down. Drop your knees to the right. Back up, drop your knees to the left. Back up, take the left knee into the chest and the right leg out straight. And twist, bring the left knee across the right side of the body. Take the knee to the floor if that works for you, and try to keep the left shoulder down. You can open the left arm above the shoulder and look over the left shoulder. Just kind of opening the side body a little bit to finish, to release into Shavasana. Back up, twist second side, right knee in, left leg out straight. arm out to the side, look over the opposite shoulder. Twists is just a nice way to bring the body towards relaxation. Come on back up. Happy baby pose to finish. If you'd like to do anything else, feel free. Even here, I'm trying to find a little arch in my lower back, or is to see if it's possible. But if you'd like to rock the spine, you can, or round the spine, whatever feels good. And as you're ready, release into Shavasana. Let the legs extend out, feet open out, legs straight. Hands by your sides, palm face up, palms face up. Let everything go.